Welcome to Phone Boy Speaks, a short, irregularly produced podcast about whatever happens to be on my mind.
I don't remember much about my 21st birthday. I don't remember much about any of my birthdays. Well, the things I do remember aren't very pleasant. Lots of things happened on my birthday, so I try to forget it for the most part. But usually one that's memorable would be, you'd think the 21st birthday would be memorable. About the only thing I have from my 21st birthday is a mixtape I did, and I've done that at different times in my life. I have made mixtapes that's kind of what you did at the time, right? Because you certainly didn't have the digital music options that were available. The only way you could take music with you was with cassette tapes, and so if I wanted to bring music with me, that was how you did it, was on cassette tape. And since I didn't want to bring my entire music collection with me, you made a mixtape and you did it, and you had to come up with a title for it or something. And so I've got a couple of those mixtapes that I've done on birthdays. But other than that, I don't remember much about it. Now, the 21st birthday, at least in the United States, means you can drink. I realize that in the other countries, the age of drinking is a little lower. Now, the other thing that can happen on your 21st birthday in some parts of the world, anyway, or at least in Washington State, is you can smoke marijuana. That becomes, it falls under the same legal framework as alcohol does, I guess. Same system. My son is actually turning 21, and he's actually done none of those things. Now, of course, arbitrary age limits set by the law don't prevent kids from drinking, or smoking marijuana, or doing even worse things that are illegal no matter what age. But he's made a point of not actually having those things prior to his 21st birthday. So, recording this a day early. So, we'll see what he does. But, of course, all of this, I think, is tempered by the fact that, you still have to live your life. And unfortunately, there's, well, certainly school is not an issue at this point, although he's got one more year, but it's the summer. It's hot. I guess I'll talk about the hot on the next podcast, but you still have to do life, and there's, he's still got work to do. So it's not like you can go completely hog wild on your birthday and then expect, especially when your birthday is on a Monday, right? And you've got a week worth of work. So. And that's the thing. When you first try these things, I think everybody reacts a little differently to alcohol, to marijuana, to, well, any mind altering substance, I guess. And you got to know what's, that's been a topic of discussion lately. It's like, okay, so how should you, first of all, should you have these things? And the answer is you don't need these things. These are just, they are their things. They alter your, they alter your mind and put you in a different state of being. They are also toxic in various ways. They can also be addictive, right? And for myself, this has been, alcoholism has been something that's been in my family. And this is something I'm very mindful of anytime I have a drink. I'm not to say that I don't have drinks, because I don't, or I do have drinks, but it's something that I'm mindful of because both of my parents were alcoholics. I don't want to be there, and I know where that leads. And so for me, there's a built-in limiter that says, I don't want to let this, I don't want to let it get to this point. And so there is kind of a natural point where I'm not as interested in it. And honestly, after a while, it's not that exciting. I kind of feel the same way about marijuana. It's not something I seek out. It's not something I do. I've never done it. I've done it several times, but it's not something I do on a regular basis. I know people that do, and I don't care if you do. It doesn't bother me one way or the other. I mean, honestly, if I have a choice, if the choice is you're either stoned or you're drunk, I'd rather you be stoned. That's just me, but, I'd rather not be either. Sometimes you get into situations, and I think everybody's reacts differently. And so, I'm not going to be high and mighty and say you shouldn't do these things. Is it, would it be better if you didn't? Probably, but that's up to you, right? And you're all adults. And unfortunately, I know the last 18 months have been hard on a lot of people, and I'm sure people have abused to these things or done it more than they should. I know the end of last year, that was, I was tiptoeing on that line, and, you know, and I looked at the number of liquor bottles I had out in the recycling one day, and I went, this is not what I want to do. Over this period of time, this is too much and this needs to stop. So, but again, I have that experience, and I know, you know, not everybody's going to have that same experience as I did growing up. And, that's something you have to learn. For my kids, I mean, that is something I try to remind them of that, because they didn't have that same experience growing up, but it's not like my wife and I drank a whole lot in front of them or anything like that. Right. So it's, you know, whereas my parents did it all the time. So I kind of did the opposite, their peers have done it. So yeah, there's peer pressure, to do it, I guess. We're not telling my kids not to do it. I'm telling them to be careful. And I think there's probably safe ways to do it. And, you know, I mean, I think it's, you're almost better doing it with somebody you trust the first few times. So you can decide, okay, is this something I want? And if something goes wrong, then you've got people there that actually care about you and will do the right things for you. That was probably the mistake I made with alcohol the first time I had drank. It was at a high school party. I was 17, and, I drank too much, and that was probably not good. My parents weren't there, which I wouldn't expect that to be. I think clearly somebody's parents were there, that is something that, I don't know. That might've been the first time I'd actually had any serious amount of alcohol. But in any case, it's not like I hadn't tasted it before then, but I think the first few times you do it, you really need to be around people you trust. So, you know, if the choice is, your parents are the ones to expose you to it, or you find out about it at a party, I think it's probably better to do it with your parents. But, that's my experience, that would be, what my life experience tells me. I don't know. Yeah. Of course, again, it's against the law in the United States for minors to consume alcohol. That doesn't stop minors from doing it though. Sure. It happens all the time, but I just don't remember if I even had anything to drink on my birthday. Can't remember. My birthdays are, I guess I make a point not to remember my birthdays, I've had enough bad experiences on my birthdays as an adult. I didn't have a whole lot of great ones as a kid. So some of the bad ones I had as an adult is just like, yeah, okay. It's just another day on the calendar. And my next lap around the sun completes pretty soon.
Thanks for listening to Phone Boy Speaks. You can find us on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher Radio, or wherever fine podcasts are found.